Well, it's Wednesday the 22nd of April and it's 9:30 a.m. and again I step out of the caravan to glorious, gloriously blue skies and warm, hot even, sunshine. This weather has been absolutely amazing. Yesterday was totally glorious, this morning. It did say it would be cloudy till about 7 and then cleared. And well, it's cleared and it's absolutely wonderful. Walk out here on dry grass, bare feet, dry, warm dry grass. Not even any overnight dew. It's absolutely wonderful. And we had another great sleep last night. Went to bed at 10, didn't get out of bed till just before 9. We're sleeping so soundly. Well, I say that, apart from all the snoring that goes on between the two of us, but you know what I mean. No disturbances during the night. Sometimes you get that, some folk that want to stay up late in their caravan and annoy everybody else. But we haven't had that. In fact, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the site, this is one of the Park Dean holiday parks, they have started issuing big leaflets along with your welcome pack that you get, warning of zero tolerance. Yeah. Can't remember the exact wording, but it is to do with disturbing your neighbours, as it were. In other words, promoting good behaviour on the park, which I'm all for. So, yesterday was a fantastic day, so we headed off on another loop that we haven't done for years. In fact, I don't think we've done it since we first came up here, and that's the Black Isle loop. So what we do is we drive from here towards Inverness again, a touch of deja vu because we did the exact same the morning before when we were heading away up to Invergordon, and you've got to cross the Black Isle. So up over the Keswick Bridge once again, head north on the A9, and over the, if you like, the southern end of the Black Isle to the Cromarty Firth and the Cromarty Bridge I spoke about. But this time, not crossing the bridge, because just before, about a couple of miles before, when you've got the view of the bridge and the Cromarty Firth, the road goes off to the right. And that's almost like a ring route, as it were, but it's not a major road at all. It's just a B road, but for two-way traffic, you're okay. It's not a single track or anything. And that twists and winds its way all the way out to the very, very far tip of the Black Isle, to Cromarty. And as I said, the weather was beautiful, so we parked the car on the grass banking that faces over the entrance to the Cromarty Firth, looking over towards Nigg. So many rigs in the Cromarty Firth yesterday, they didn't realise that there were so many further out. I think there were about 8 or 10. Just looked like a Lego waiting to be assembled at Invergordon. I guess these ones were in for being serviced or even possibly dismantled, I don't know. But anyway, so we spent a heck of a time at the Cromarty because it was so beautiful. First time we went there all those years ago, it wasn't particularly a nice day, I remember, and we didn't really spend a lot of time there, but because it was so beautiful yesterday, we took our time and wandered around the streets, found some beautiful wee bistros, cafes, ice cream shops, even the pub had umbrellas out with their tables, people sitting out there enjoying a cold beer. And my wife knew there was an antique shop there. She also knew who run it. It's a woman who, she doesn't know her personally, a woman who has been on the Antiques, is it Antiques Roadshow, or it's one of those programs, I can't remember, that she watches so ardently. Her name is Helen Gardner, and the shop's Gardner Antiques. So we found the shop, I went in, and lo and behold, there was Ellen in the store, in the shop. with her husband, just about to go out to the wee sun garden, a cup of tea, and you know, she was as beautiful, as lovely as you could imagine. Come away and have a browse. If you need us, we'll be out here in the sun. If you want to come out and have a seat with us. But it was fantastic, just like your aunties, as they say. Mary bought a lovely ring for our elder sister's birthday coming up very soon. And they had a good blather. I actually managed to record about 20 minutes of dialogue between them on the iPhone. I hasten to add, I didn't have the Zoom in my pocket. And then we managed to get she was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my God. Anyway, I asked her if she would mind getting a photograph of Mary, and she was delighted. She said, yeah, sure. So got some photographs out the front of the store, obviously advertising a store, of course. No, she was a wonderful lady, as common as we are, but wonderful stuff. So that made Mary's day, and I let her listen to the recording when we got back to the caravan last evening, and I could see her smirking and smiling away as she listened through the earbuds, and then complained that wasn't her voice. That's not me, actually, she said. That's not me. Who's speaking? So we did that, and then we came round the other side, which would be the, if you like, the south eastern side, all the way down through Rosemarkie and Fortrose and Munlochy. These are all very, very small places, not really, there's not really much in them in otherwise. But if you go to Rosemarkie and Fortrose, there's a point goes out, I can't remember the Chardonnay Point or something, Chardonnay Point, and you're actually looking straight across to the water to Fort George, which is on this side of the mainland. It's only a few miles from where we are here. It's a military fort, and you're as close as you can get, as I say, but throwing a stone from one promontory to the other promontory, and there's supposedly a lot of boat trips go out there because the porpoises are prevalent in the waters. We've never seen one yet, but then we've never taken a boat trip out. So we did all that and then drove all the way back here in glorious sunshine and had ice cream when we got back. And in the evening we took a walk up the town and it was so beautiful. And then back down onto the dunes path at the western side of the harbour and sauntered back to the caravan. So I have to say that yesterday, another fantastic day. Got our eyes opened about Cromarty. We've seen it in its full bloom yesterday and totally transformed the weather, totally transformed the town, the little town. It's just a small place. Kids from the primary school were out at their break playing down on their school faces, the sea. And the play park, or the grass play park, is down a steep embankment towards the shore. And they were all out with their uniforms, red and black uniforms, playing footy and running about like wee dafties like we used to do. And we were walking along and just stopped and watched them play with their teachers keeping an eye on them. Well, what a wonderful day it was. Cromarty, if you get the chance to go out and see that, make sure it's a good day, so you've got time to meander around the wee streets and see all that's there. We came across an artisan baker, a young couple, and you could tell right away, as soon as you went into his wee shop, you could tell by the way the scones and tea cakes and loaves were all made that they weren't bought in. And I looked through the back, could see his ovens. So I did ask him, yeah, everything's baked through the back there, he said. So coming across an artisan baker is a rare thing in this country nowadays, up this way anyway. And so that was wonderful. So we've got some nice goody stuff to bring back. As if we needed some more fattening food. But anyway. So it was a great day, absolutely great. God has been good to us. He's given us the break, the calming, relaxing, chill out, recharging the battery break that we really needed. And we've had it between great days out, great weather, lovely people, and great sleeps. We'll go home tomorrow morning feeling feeling wonderful about the whole holiday. Absolutely. Right, shower time again. I won't tell you a lie that I've been standing in one spot here just for those last 3 or 4 minutes. And the back of my legs are burning. I'm not joking about that. It's absolutely burning. That's how warm it is at this time already. It's fantastic. Yes, okay. Shower time.